Welcome to a special edition of the 1010 Thrive podcast. Welcome back home, a modern day parable. In our previous episode, a judgmental Liz shares that Michelle should eat the fruit of her own schemes. Meanwhile, Pastor Moses Brown delivers a powerful sermon about God's ability to solve any problem, urging those who have wandered to come to the altar. Michelle responds to this call, confirming to the pastor that she has found her way out of the darkness and singing a commitment song, "Lead Me, Lord, I'll Follow." In counseling, Michelle processes her fall through the parable of the prodigal son, acknowledging her brokenness and shame, but finding rock-bottom grace, which motivates her to start writing a letter to her family to seek reconciliation.
Liz, I almost didn't recognize you.
Tina, what do you want? And what are you doing here at my school?
I go here now, transferred this semester. Business major. Can I sit down for a minute?
I'm studying.
Please, just 5 minutes.
Fine, 5 minutes.
Have you heard from Michelle?
Of course, it's always about Michelle. No, I haven't. And why would you care?
I care because she's my friend. Or she was.
Friend? You call yourself her friend?
I know I haven't been...
You haven't been anything. You pushed her to leave, filled her head with dreams about fame and fortune, and then disappeared when things got real.
That's not fair.
Isn't it? You're the one who told her about those auditions. You're the one who convinced her that our little town wasn't good enough for her. That our church, our family, our values weren't good enough.
I just wanted her to use her gift.
Her gift was being used just fine right where she was. She was leading worship, ministering to people, using her voice for God. But that wasn't flashy enough for you, was it?
She wanted to go, Liz. I didn't force her.
No, but you made it sound like staying was settling. Like choosing family and faith over fame was somehow less than.
Maybe I did.
And now where is she? Do you even know?
I don't know. She asked me for help a little while after she got booted from the show. I was mean to her. But I thought maybe you could help me figure out how to fix this.
Fix this? Tina, you can't fix this. Michelle made her choices, and now she's living with the consequences. That's how sin works.
But don't you think we have some responsibility?
We? No. Michelle is responsible for Michelle. She chose to leave. She chose to lie to our father. She chose to waste our grandmother's money on that lifestyle. Those were her choices, and I'm not sure what role I played in any of this.
Well, maybe you didn't do anything wrong, but I encouraged her.
And she's an adult who could have said no. Don't take away her agency just so you can feel less guilty.
Your father must be devastated.
You have no idea. I watch him check his phone every 5 minutes, hoping she'll call. I see him stare at the door like she might walk through it any second. I hear him pray for her every single night with this desperation in his voice that breaks my heart.
I'm so sorry.
Everyone is so sorry. Give me a break. Your sorry doesn't help him. Your sorry doesn't undo the damage. You know what my father said to me last week? He said he feels like he failed her, like he should have done something different to keep her home. He's blaming himself for her choices.
That's not his fault.
I know that, but try telling him that when his daughter is all over social media looking like she's lost her mind. Try telling him that when church members ask us about her with that pity in their eyes. Try telling him that when he has to watch his child throw away everything he and my mother sacrificed for.
At least Michelle took a risk. At least she tried for something bigger.
Bigger? You think what she's doing out there is bigger than what she had here? She had a family who loved her, a church that supported her, a father who would have given her anything, and she threw it all away for what? For strangers who don't care about her? For a lifestyle that's destroying her?
That's not what I meant.
Yes, it is. That's exactly what you meant. You still think she was right to go. You just feel guilty that you didn't stick around to watch the train wreck you helped create.
I came here hoping you might understand. Hoping maybe we could talk about how to help her.
Yes, now all of a sudden everyone wants to help her. First Allison, now you. I'm sick of it. She doesn't want help. She wants the world to tell her she's special. She wants applause and attention and validation. Well, she got it, and look where it's gotten her.
She does want help. She came to me and I turned her away. So she made some poor choices. But now she's in trouble. Don't you care what happens to her?
Of course I care. I care every single day. I pray for her, even though she doesn't deserve it. I watch my father's heart break and I can't fix it. I hold everything together at home while she's out there doing whatever she wants. So don't you dare question whether I care. I appreciate you wanting to do something, and I appreciate you coming to me, but I can't sit here and talk about Michelle all day.
Okay, I'm sorry I bothered you. I guess I'll see you around.
Am I being unfair? Am I being too harsh?
I've done everything they asked me to. Faithfully kept every rule. I stayed when she ran, prayed when she fell, was the saint when she played the fool. So why do I feel like this? What's going on with me tonight? I should feel vindicated, but right now all I feel is the weight of right. I've made my choice, standing firm and true, but my down by the weight of right. In my family and at the church, they praise the perfection they see in my show, but they don't know what I'm hiding, the things I'm afraid they'll know. Wanting to come back. I've made my choice, standing firm and true, but my heart's still bruised by what I've had to do. I'm running the course, fighting the good fight, but I find myself pressed down by the weight of a keep pressing on through the night. Lord, I'll need you to lift me through the weight of a run.
I made my choice, still I need your light to heal these bruises from doing what's right.
Welcome Back Home, a modern parable to be continued.